We're learning the Koil now, the last few weeks, the end of the Zman, Hilchas Svir Saimer. We start Svir Saimer together with Pesach, the second night. I was trying to think what topic is so much to speak about in Svir Saimer. That was his Baruch Hashem, I put out a contrast on Svir Saimer, a lot of topics, a few topics. I think this topic is maybe, if not the most common shaila, almost the most common shaila. Yeah, you count for 49 days, and eventually you have to remember what night it is. So somebody asks you, or you ask somebody, what night is tonight? So if you're going to tell them what night it is tonight, it goes into shaila that you can no longer make a bracha. However, we'll see that could be, there may be quite a few heterim, we'll call it leeways, that even if you tell a person the number, the amount, you could still count it a bracha. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tafresh Taf Pei Tes, we're learning now, Siv Dalad, Zok the Shulchan Aruch, if somebody asks you, what's tonight, what are we holding in the Svira? So Shulchan Aruch says, don't tell him, Hayoim Kach V'Kach, tonight, let's say, the four nights of the Omer. Why? Because if you're going to say that, you already mekayim the mitzvah, and you can no longer make a bracha. To say counting, even if you answer somebody what the night is tonight, and you were yotze, you could still count another 20 times if you want. But you were yotze the mitzvah, the bracha is not ma'akev. Once you were yotze the mitzvah, you can't make a bracha anymore. Yitaka can't make the bracha, but this is very important. Zok de bir alocha. However, you mechuyif to count over. Why? Because it's not so posh that you were yoitza. Lagabi de bracha, we say that maybe you were yoitza. Why? Why is it not so posh? In Simon Samach, there's a machloikis of mitzvah sriches kavana, or mitzvah ain't sriches kavana. The haimu, if you could be yoitza, a mitzvah without kavana. Over here, it's pretty clear when the person asked you, where are we holding tonight in the Svira, and you answered, you did not have a mind for the mitzvah. The reason why you answered is to give him the number. You wanted to help him. He should be able to count. So you weren't mechaven. So lamando amar mitzvahs ain't sriches kavana. I'm sorry, lamando amar mitzvahs sriches kavana. You weren't yoitza. And technically, you have to even count over with the bracha. Legabe bracha uchoshish for the manda amar mitzvahs ain't sriches kavana, and you were yoitza already counting when you told your friend the amount, even without being mechaven. So b'meila, for a bracha you can't make a bracha again because uchoshish for the shita that you were yoitza. But legabe counting over, it's not just preferable; you bechuyif to count over because couldn't you were in yoitza the svira. Another thing, before going into the, so to speak, heterim, it doesn't make a difference how you answer the person. Even if you answer them in English, you told them we were holding in the Svira, you still can't count it, you still can't make a bracha. Why? Like the Mishnah brings in the beginning of the Siman Tzif Katan, hey, that you yotze b'chol lashon. However you count, you yotze, as long as you understand what you're counting. So Mamela, it's not going to help when the person asks you and you answer back in English. Even if you answer back in English, if it's a proper counting, then you yoitza, Mamela, you can't make the bracha. If somebody asks you, it's in the late afternoon, he's going soon to Meir, he wants to know what the sphere is, and it's after the plag. So the MS is that really, technically, that should be a shaila also. The Shulchan Aruch is talking about bein hashmashes or by night. It's already night, and when you're going to answer back and say, well, we're holding what number, you count it. But what's about after the plag? To say, you're holding in day number 3, tonight is 4, and the Mela could be, it's also a shaila, why? The Bi'alocha speaks about it, that could be a yoitza if you count after the plag. So Eber Zoyf could be a Yoitza. Eber Zoyf, it could be problematic when you answer somebody what tonight is going to be once it's already after the plug. What's tonight? It's not very clear. So somebody comes over to you. It's 7 o'clock in the afternoon. Somebody asks you, "What's tonight?" So you say, "Tonight is 4 days to the Omer." So it's after the plag. The Bialocha speaks about it. There could be a yoitz already after the plag. So Lamaisa is like this. Lamaisa. It's a separate shmuz about that bir halacha. We're not going into it, but the only reason I brought it up a chalal about after plag is because the bir halacha himself says, azoivait, that if it's after the plag and you, whatever, it's after the plag, but for the next day, we're not choishish that you were yoitzed and you can still count to the bracha. Though the Shulchan Aruch Harav says that you should be machmer. Shulchan Aruch Harav says you should be machmer. No, machmer not to answer after the plug. And the emes is, if you look at the bialocha, I went over the bialocha a few times. I think from the bialocha, it's also the bialocha says that if you answer after the plug, you could still make a bracha. I think the bialocha also would say that l'tchatchil already after the plug. If somebody asks you what's tonight, if it's after the plug, you shouldn't answer in the way that you might lose making the bracha. So Lamaisa is like this. Lamaisa, the Bialoch himself says, because who's counting after the plaque? Agav, talking about Hepach Kavana. We'll get to it in a minute. The Hepach Kavana Lagabe, the Bialoch is Mesopic about being Hashmash. This is Mesopic. So you're saying after the plaque, it's Zichri, doesn't have a mind. Yeah. Lamaisa, the Bialocha says the reason you could still make a bracha is the day Yezu shall achra plag nitchesi meikra din the ain sorach lahachmer pikagoim ze. Azoi vait that if you answered somebody else.
If you're the kind of guy who's down on the plug meeting sometimes, even after that day, now when he says this is nitches of another year, it's very nitches.
Even if you daven after the plag, let's go slow over here. What you're saying, if it's a type of person that davens after the plag, two things I want to say. First of all, I'm going to say it now, I was going to go to it soon. The Shulchan Aruch says this din, that you should not answer somebody what night it is, bein hashmoshes or by night. By night, fashteitzach, because it's night already. If you're going to say, hayoyim, you tell them tonight is 4 days to the Omer, you counted. Bein hashmoshes, the Shulchan Aruch says bein hashmoshes. The Bir Halacha says that if it's a person that usually does not daven Meir of Bein Hashmoshes, for him, Zok Mishmur, the Bir Halacha is Mesupik, maybe it's a person that doesn't daven Bein Hashmoshes. But you're saying the opposite. If it's a person that davens Plag, he davens Plag Meiriv. Now, so let's just go what a Clarkite over here. Even a person that davens Plag every single day, and if a person, the Gemara says, the Shulchan Aruch says, the Ovid Kamar Ovid, the Ovid Kamar Ovid. We're not discussing Hilchus Plag, but Lu Yitzur, a person davens Klar, he's always davening Mincha before the Plag, a Marv after the Plag, doesn't mean that he could do, for everything, he could eat Matzah after the Plag. And it doesn't mean that he could lay Megillah after the Plag. The Evid, yeah. I'll call upon him, so what am I saying with this? Even if a person that davens Meiriv doesn't mean it's a shaila, if you could count that to the plaque, the Bialocha speaks about it. So back to our shaila, if somebody just answers the question by counting after the plaque, you could still make a bracha. Litchatchila, in Shulchan Aruch Harav, litchatchila, even the Bialocha is mashma that you should litchatchila not answer after the plaque what night it is. It's interesting, it's Kedari Mitzayin that the Kafachayim is not just choishish l'tchatchila. The Kaf HaChaim says that if somebody answered after the plag, hayoim dala, he says tonight's night number 4, no bracha. Sure, this is the din. So Nachum, if a person asks you what's tonight and you answer him tonight is for Yom Dalad Yom Laimer, you will yoitze, and maybe you can make a bracha. After the plaque, Pashas, you could make a bracha. If you count in English, you say it in English, you can't make a bracha. Now we'll go through a couple of, let's call it heterim. I'm sorry, what? No. If a person answered after the plague what the next night is, he could still make a bracha when it comes to time. Before Ben Hashmashas. He answered after the plague, but it was before Ben Hashmashas. Because if it's Ben Hashmashas, that the Shulchan Aruch already says, would go into the din, that it's a suffix, that maybe he was Yotze, and a suffix. You can't make a bracha. If a person responded, which this is very often the case, somebody asks you, I want to count Sfira, what's tonight? So you say four. You say four, Zagun Achroinim, you're not Yotze. You're not Yotze Sfira. Forget about if someone asks you. If you say four, you're not Yotze. You have to say Hayoim Arba Yom Loimer. The Shulchan Aruch Rav explains, Tisperu Chamishim Yoim, the Torah says. It doesn't mean Tisperu Chamishim Pa'amim. Tisperu Chamishim Yoim, which means part of your counting should be Yoim. So it says Yoim is Ma'akiv. Oimer is not Ma'akiv. Klar, the Meshavur brings it a few times. If somebody says a Yoim Arba Yomim, he doesn't say La Oimer, he doesn't say Ba Oimer, he doesn't say anything, he's Yoitze. But if you don't say Hayoim, you're not Yoitze. So Mamela, if somebody asks you what's tonight, it could be way after, it could be middle of, after Ben Hashmash, he asks what tonight, and you answer, you say four, you're not Yoitze. That's Lachaira Heter number one. What'd you say? Please help me, Taka. Let's see. Lamaisa's like this. First of all, Lachaira, it's Meduyik like that in the Shulchan Aruch, Shem Yoim Alei, Hayoim, Hayoim, Kach Vakach. In Arletzion, Rebbe Tzion Abishol has this Shaila, somebody, not a case that somebody asked, but somebody was counting, and he started counting, it was four, and the person was counting three. So the one next to him said, it's four. So he could still count, because he didn't say Hayoim. Lamaisa is like this. Could you do this l'tchatchila? It's a good shayla. Lamaisa in the Sharetzion, Adar Abba help me from the Sharetzion, Kafachaim says l'tchatchila not to do it, and I think he even machmer, that if you do it, I think even says vaiti without a bracha, I think. But the Sharetzion brings yesh mefakbekim. However, Zokta in Sivkat Mechafei, so Pashtus, the takeaway would be that this is a litchatchila diga, heta, l'chayra. What'd say? The Maisa, let's go through all that here, and I hear it's a aura. You could, you don't have to say Ayoib, yeah. Not to say this of Ayoib. The Taz says, yeah? Was a Taz. The next Tet, the Bible go weiter. But if you, the Taz inside Losh is not to, the next Oifin shall Heter what? What's the Losh in a Taz, please? The next, what'd say?
Saying a better thing. It's better
to say. But he says that it doesn't help. It doesn't help if you don't say Ayoim.
Rather don't do that, even though
the
rather don't answer that.
Stay
It's a better eitzah. Nachamal, I mean, it's a better eitzah, or the pshat is if a person doesn't say ayoyim, lamay samol, he will say ayoyim and it'll come by mistake. Another oifen of heter is if a person says a b'toyra shayla, this Rav Vozner brings, that if a person asks somebody else, is tonight for? But even if he's interesting how he says that, that even if he doesn't ask it in a way of stam shayla, he's just confirming. To say, either you can ask, is tonight for? And the other person will say, yeah. Or you could say, tonight's for, right? So all that, Dr. Vozner, that's not called counting. Counting is counting. It's not maybe if you're guessing if tonight is four. You count, tonight is four. So maybe if it's Batayra Shaila, even if you're asking like you want to confirm, if it's not clear, it's not called a counting, maybe you're not Yotze.
Response is a Shaila or the question?
I don't know. This is a different thing. If Emerson, you don't know, and you count, let's say you're not going to make a bracha, and you count, here's the thing, you don't know if tonight's three or four. I don't know if you did, in Lamaisa you counted four. You counted klar. You didn't say Batiris is tonight four. Tonight is four. Without a bracha, because you didn't know. Then the next day, so was it accounting or not accounting? Here he's saying it's because you were asking. You were asking, go to your friend and you say, is tonight four? Or is tonight's four, right? That's all Shaila. I'm not sure. You're saying Suffolk. I don't know. If a person counts Matira Suffolk, it's not a sphere. I hear. Ken Zine. It's not considered accounting.
Is the question is in a tone of a question or the response? If someone says, what's tonight? And you respond back, isn't it four? Or isn't tonight four?
That, when somebody asks, what's tonight? And you answer back, what do you mean, tonight's four? Isn't tonight four? That's an answer. You're just maybe speaking a little sarcastic or something, or, I mean, you're answering. If I ask you, what's tonight, and you tell me, isn't tonight four? Like, yeah, I hear it. You could have just told me tonight's four. You want to say it like that, but say it. But you're answering me.
Answer a question with a question.
Yeah, but you're telling me. You're telling me. But I could ask you, is tonight four? And you'll say yes, or tonight's four, right? And you'll say yes. So both ways I'm asking you. The second way, I'm pretty certain of my question, but I'm still asking you. Another oifen of heter to talk about, to discuss, is brought in Kafachayim, Rabbi Tzin Abishol, Rabbi Yashiv, is if you don't say the day, Mitoris counting, but more like just a tonight is Pesach Sheni, tonight is Lag Boimer. So the pshat is, we'll soon see another Nakud in Lag Boimer, but let's say, you're not saying tonight's Lag Boimer because the counting of Lag Boimer. You're saying tonight's Lag Boimer, to say, you don't say Tachnin tomorrow, or where you're going for that Adlaka, to say, you're referring to the day, not to the counting. Atke dekach, Zok Rabbi Yashiv, that if a person relied on this, that he said tonight's Lag Boimer, and he ended up not counting, not that night and not by day, for the rest of the sphere he counts without a bracha. He poshut didn't count. It's not accounting. So this is another heter when somebody asks and you respond and you say tonight's Lag Boimer without someone else asking, you can still count to the bracha. So I don't think it's an Eina Mechavar. I think it's because you're not counting. You're not counting that it's 33 days. You're exactly. It's like saying Pesach Sheni. So you're saying it's Lag Boimer. You're not counting. Yeah.
Does it only apply by Lag Boimer?
What'd say?
Does it only apply by Lag Boimer? The guy decides by 28. Today is Kayach Boimer.
Good. We're going to get to that. If it's a Shaila, we'll get to that right away. Very good. It's a Machloikas. Here we're not talking about Mitzad Rosh HaTevis. We're talking about Pasha. When you say Lag Boimer, you're referring to the day. Another Oifen Lahakel, which is a Gevaldig Echidosh, Mishra Berurah brings in Sivkat HaRachav Beis, that if, let's say, we're holding before, after, where it's already the weeks, and you didn't count, let's say, you said tonight's 14, or tonight's 13, Hayoyim 13, Hayois, you still have to count the weeks, but mainly you could still make a bracha. Which really, this goes into a separate shmooze. If the pshat is, it's a separate mitzvah. V'oid, maybe, the sharatzin alein is mesopek, that maybe only on the weeks, let's say 7, 14, 21, over there, only that night, if you answer, you say, tonight is 21, you could still count to the bracha, because on the week, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, that's when there's a mitzvah. If you learn how to, Chafetz Chaim begins, that any counting of a week means even 2.5 weeks is also included in the mitzvah, and then the weeks are included, and maybe you could still make a bracha. So then it's very interesting. The Shulchan Aruch says, Shim, what's the lashon? Shim yoyim aleyim kach v'kach einu yochel lachsav alimnois. So it comes out the Shulchan Aruch is only talking about the first 6 days of the Svira. If you learn that it's 7, 14, at least those days you can make a bracha, okay, so the Shulchan Aruch is talking about for most of the days of Svira. But if any day after day number 7, you could still make a bracha, so it comes that the whole Shulchan Aruch is only talking about the first 6 days? What'd you say? Shem yoyim alei ayoyim kach v'kach, he means also she'em shtei shavu. Another oifen of lahakal is if a person is v'chamet shalei lotzis. So really, we have this concept also by dalad minim. Right? What happens when you pick up the dalad minim, you want to make a bracha ayvel asiyasim. So one of the eitzes v'etzim in the rishonim is v'chamet shalei lotzis. This is takash. Yeah, a person has to be careful about it because the attack has to be on it to make sure the mechavat shleilotzis. The whole sifin Shulchan Aruch that we're talking about now is referring to somebody that doesn't have any kavana. So meila it's a shaila mitzvah tzriches kavana or mitzvah eight tzriches kavana. So meila you can't make the bracha, but that's clear. If a person has kavana lehed yeshleilotzis, you know you're yotzer.
You always say the Shem Yichud, aren't you showing that you
hold this is. Oh. So, here's the thing like this. The Shulchan Aruch Rav asks, why is it? Forget about you asked and he answered. You ask somebody what the Svira is and he tells you what it is. He had no problem because he counted already. But Maisa, when you listen to the Svira, why don't you have Shemeya Ka'ina? Ah, you're going to tell me you weren't Machaven, but with Choshesh, that mitzvahs ain't Tzriches Kavana. Even if when I told you I wasn't Machaven to let you know about it, then you weren't Machaven to be Moitzi, either way. L'maisa, mitzvahs ain't Tzriches Kavana. Zok to Shulchan, no, Klara Shaila. To say any time when you ask somebody, you have hepach kavana. The emes is that the shayli you could ask every time you're in a shul, and the Baal Tefillah makes the bracha count, so he's counting. So the emes is grada lagabi rav. Some say I saw brought that. I'm sorry, the Baal Tefillah. That's why in some places the rav is the one who makes the bracha because he has taka kavana lehepach. But any time Baal Tefillah makes the bracha, what are you going to say that he you yoytze because you heard it? Not narvas. Now the Teretz is Dr. Shulchan Aruch Rav, that he's rather not talking about Tefillah, but he's saying when you ask somebody else and the person answers you, be'etzim, yeah, even if you're not mechaven, you're yoytze. Mitzvah stein jichas kavana, l'gabe de bracha. Now he says the pshat is, it's muchrach, by you asking the person what number it is because you want to count. So memeilas muchrach that obliges hepach kavana. But what comes out is, if you walk into a shul and you hear people counting svira, if you're not mechaven shaloi lotzeis, technically you're yoitzer. That would come out from the Shulchan Aruch Rav. No. You don't have to have someone to be mechaven. What is the percent of mechaven to be mechaven?
If he's just saying it, you don't have shmei klein, he just said it.
You do. No, even if he's not mechaven. that's hayos mitzvahs ein tzriches kavana for chayshish. So side the mevorach doesn't have to be mechava to be moitzi, and side the shameya doesn't have to be mechava lotzis. He reads. He says clearly. Uledivrei ha'imrim shemitzvah shal divreim. Ava ein tzriches kavana. Ava only by the rabbanon. Afal pi shloim eschaven am mevorach lohitzi. The gam hula in a schaven lotzis bar. No one was machaven as yotza. So come to chayis if you listen. Lamaisa, what would come out as if you walk in and you hear somebody counting, you better make sure to think the machaven shalai lotzis. Shleim Zalman Lamaisa says that it's always automatically kavana shalai lotzis. Because Lamaisa, the derech ha'olam is that everybody counts themselves. So mele it's klar obliges kavana. Lahapach. It's always kavana lahapach. Always kavana lahapach.
No,
no, dear, no, dear, Zakta Shachanar Harav, when I ask you what the number is and you tell me, so lacharit shemeik, I heard, I should be yoitza. What? Oh, because you want to count to the bracha?
I always count to the bracha.
It's Eina Machava. One thing is very important.
It's not even a count. It's not a count.
It's Eina Machava. It's Eina Machava. It's Eina Machava. You're counting, but you're not. It's Eina Machava. What? There's one thing that's very important to understand. The whole Sifan Shulchan Aruch is only if you hold mitzvahs by the Rabban Wachoshish ain't Tzricha Kavona. So mainly when you said Ayoim Dalad Yom, even though you didn't have a mind, you were just Stam Ad Kedei Kach, the Poskim speak about it. He's a Shaila if somebody's learning. And while learning, he says that night sphere. There's a Nidun about it that could be you can't count with a Bracha. There's Eimlecha Gadol Mizeh. When you answer, no, you're saying the now. When you're learning, what you're learning, and still there's a shayla in the poskim that could be you can't make a bracha because lamaisa you counted. But Akapanim, this is sound number called Heta number 5 is to say if a person has kavana lahapach. Agav, just to bring out in kavana lahapach, and the Olam's tumbling over here very well. That lachayra, maybe you always have kavana lahapach. It's automatically. He's a very interesting shayla. Shlomo Zalman addresses it. Somebody saying Tehillim before davening, and it's Rosh Chodesh or it's Yom Tov, and you're saying the prakim of Hallel. So lechayra, when you were yoytza Hallel, how could you go and you make a bracha? So Dr. Shlomo Zalman, you could still make the bracha. Why? Just like Svir Saimer, but hayoyis you want to be mekayim the mitzvah with a bracha, so maybe you can make a bracha. I hear what you're asking. That every single time you should always say that you're not. It's kavana lehapach because you want a yoytz with a bracha. It's a good shaila. But al kapon is like shleim zalman for halal. You could be you could say tehillim before davening because a person wants to make a bracha later, and maybe you could make a bracha. And the same shaila is also every morning if you say tehillim and you come across the prakim and tehillim that are psuka de zimra. The prima gadim actually says that it's a shaila. It's more than a prima gadim that. You make a bracha before Pesukah Dezimah Baruch Sha'amar, and afterwards you shtabach. What are you making a bracha? You already said Pesukah Dezimah when you said Tehillim. The Prima Gadol addresses the Shaila. Could be it's different than Halal, but Akafanim, this is number 5, which is Kavana Lehapach. Number 6, which Lamaisa the Chafetz Chaim blives by a suffix, so we won't call it a number 6. Is this that the Shulchan Aruch says also Bein Hashmashas if a person answers you can't make a bracha? So the Chafetz Chaim and Bialach is Mesupik. It could be that if it's a person that never davens Meir of them, so for him he doesn't treat it like night, it's not a Shaila. We said Derech Limud is a Shaila. Oh, you answered about Lag Ba'omer. Rosh HaTevis is a Shaila in the Poskim. Lag ba'omer, yaz ba'omer. Would that be a etzah to answer? A person wants to know what's tonight. So you say it's chai ba'omer. There's also a shaila in the poskim if you actually spell out the letters. Instead of lag ba'imer, you say lamid gimel ba'imer. It's also a shaila, more of a tzad maybe you are, but it's also a shaila. So maybe this wouldn't be eitzah. So let's be masakim, and I want to just conclude with one interesting shaila. So what do we have? The Shulchan Aruch says if somebody asks you what the sphere is tonight, avadi, you should tell them what was yesterday. There are other aifanim lahakol if you said what tonight is, but you didn't say hayoyim. The pashas you could count with a bracha. If you said derech shaila, a question, you could count with a bracha. If let's say you said the day, but not a count, you said lag boimer tonight, you're not counting, you're saying what day it is. It's lag boimer. If you didn't count the weeks, you only told them the days, not the weeks. And lastly, if you machaven shalaylotzes. I want to conclude with a shaila like this. It was the first night of Svira. Could be some of you heard the Shaila. It was the first night of Svira. And somebody told his son that tonight's the first night of Svira. Could he make a bracha? He said tonight's the first night of Svira. What'd he say? So Lamai said, the Shulchan Aruch we learned tonight says, even if you're not Mechaven, mitzvahs ain't Tzriches Kavana for the bracha. For sure he has to count. Very good. Beautiful. For sure he has to count. But could he count? Could he make the bracha? Or Lamaisa, he said, tonight's the first night. Oh. Very good. So the Chazanish, they asked the Chazanish, the Maisa happened, they asked the Chazanish. Chazanish said that the first is not one. The first is not one. What's the pshat that the first is not one? There's two ways to understand it. Either you can, there's a big nafka min aladina, huge nafka min aladina. Either the first is not one, because just like you could understand crystal clear that the last is not a number. The last night, if somebody says, tonight's the last night, you ask, well, what night it is, what's the last night? There's no shayla, yizichar not yoytzen, you can make a bracha. With the last, I mean, Svira could be 28 days, 57 days, what does it have last? You didn't say 49 days. V'yizichar not yoytzen, you can make a bracha. Memela, when you say, you didn't count tonight's one, today's the first. So the first, it's not one. Memela, that could be one way to understand. You could also understand that first, relevant to what? If you have a few people going onto a bus, and these person number 7 and person number 8 are arguing, who is here first to get onto the bus? So first, of course, person number 7 came first, but that means it's one? Meaning to say it's first is lav dafka number 1. Lenafke mino, other days at a Svira also. If you say tonight's day 31st relevant to what? Do you have to count and dafke say tonight is night 31 or 31st? 31st relevant to what? It could be 11th and it could be day night number 22 and it's 11th day from 11 days ago. Obviously, the nafka mina would be all the other nights of the Svira. This story happened the first night of the Svira, and the Chazon Ish said that first is not one. But you can understand, first is not one, because first is not a number. First is just saying a story, just like the last, so it's the first. Just to conclude, sure, that's what the Chazon Ish said. Amelie could count it a bracha. Lamaisa, just to end off, in Divrei Shol, that's the Shoyle Meshev. The Shoyle Meshev's yard site is this Shabbos. I'm not going to go into the whole shtickle, but frat that it's already super late. But he asks a Shaila, why do we say Yoim Echad? Why don't we say Rishain? And he has Terutzim. One Terutz is because that Lahoitzi from the Tzedoikim. If you say Rishain, Rishon would sound Sunday, and it's not always Sunday, but Akapana from the Shoyle Meshev would seem that Be'etzim we would be able to say Rishon. Like he has a few Terutzim. would see maybe Taka the Rishon would yet be accounting, but Akavan the Chazanish said that first is not one, and really could still count the sphere with the bracha. Mm-hmm.